The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
Neil Bortz, special guest. Neil Bortz is on the radio every week. It's a thrill for us. God knows where he is. He may or may not tell us. Anyway, Neil, here in Atlanta, it's like 75 degrees and beautiful sunny. How are you? If you want to tell us, where are you and what's going on?
Kuala Lumpur right now.
I don't think you're in Kuala Lumpur, mister.
How do you know I'm not?
I have no idea. You could be anywhere.
By the way, you know the Ides of March is not always March 15th.
I thought it was a three-day period.
Well, I don't know if it's not always March 15th.
Well, no, I think you're wrong. I think it's always March 15th. I thought it was the conclusion of the Ides of March.
How long have we known each other?
Well, too many years, I guess, for me
with
you.
How many times have I been?
You've already
how many
you're
times
always
have
right.
I
okay.
been wrong?
You've never been wrong, and I'm always wrong. So eat me. How about that? So where'd I get it wrong this time, Mr. Smarty Pants?
Well, it's. By the way, I was never a Beatles fan.
Okay.
Were you?
I was a Beatles fan, but not nuts about them. I liked Dave Clark Five as much as the Beatles, probably.
And oh, absolutely.
I was a Beach Boys guy more than Beatles.
Oh, really. I was Southern California.
And Dan and Gene. I was that kind of sound. Also, Motown. I love Motown, too. Shirelle, Chiffon, Supremes, Diana Ross, and Little Eva. I mean, I loved all that 60s stuff.
Yeah, there's not any music out there right now, Kimmer.
I know. I know.
I mean, there really isn't.
I know.
It's and people actually call rap music.
No, that's yeah, please.
No, I mean, what sort of worm has to crawl into the ventricles of your brain for you to think that rap is music?
Yeah, I know.
The Beatles had one song that I like. It came off the Rubber Soul album.
I couldn't name any of the songs
Norwegian
on an album
wood.
Cover. What is it?
Norwegian Wood.
Norwegian Wood?
No, it was. It started out with I've Just Seen a Face. I don't know what the actual title of the song was. But it's the only thing the Beatles ever did that I... Yeah.
I don't think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know that song. It was a hit.
I know. It's If I Were Her or something, Wish I Were With Her or something like that.
What was in the name of it again, Neil?
That's the name of the song.
The opening line is, I've Just Seen a Face. I don't know if that's the title of the song.
That is. Okay. It's the title.
It is the title? Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Well, it was acoustic. It was acoustic, I believe.
Huh.
So, okay, weird thing happened the other night.
All right, sir.
Well, Donna and I are fixated. I don't know why. I mean, we different things grab our attention at different times. But right now on TV, we like to watch Court Cam. I love Cops.
Yeah. They brought that back. Thank goodness they brought that back.
Yeah.
And then they canceled that because of wokeness after a while. But they brought it. Thank God.
That's right. I'm so woke. I particularly like Cops. When they have tased and confused.
I love when they flop to the ground like a freaking flounder.
You know? I I got into maybe a little bit of trouble, not all that much trouble, but back in the days over there on Peachtree Street, when somebody called up and they were bemoaning the lack of blacks in TV shows.
I know exactly what you were saying.
You ever watch Cops?
Yeah. What are you talking about? They're everywhere.
Well, that went over like a pregnant nun.
Okay, yeah.
So, anyway, so we're watching this show, and there this guy mutilates and tortures and murders some girl and her unborn baby. And then at the end of it, what happened to him, you know, that he spent 10 years in prison before his execution. Mm. And I just jumped up out of my, yes, they killed the bastard.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, well, it doesn't say a lot positive about me when I stand up and cheer when somebody gets executed for a crime that they've... We need to execute more people.
Yeah. Well, it's not, you know, frankly, the only way to make it a deterrent is to execute a whole lot of people. Otherwise, it's just a punishment for what they deserve for what they did. But if you want to make it a deterrent, we need to do a lot more execution. So they say, geez, I'm not going to do that crime.
Well, there's another way, and that is to do it fast.
Yeah, that's also true.
You know, I mean, I have had a proposal at various times.
I've heard this before. Tell the little people this is a perfect proposal.
You just, when you have a capital case, when death penalty is a possible sentence, you have an appeals court judge sitting with the trial judge. Okay, the trial judge makes all the decisions, calls all the shots, but the appeals court judge is there all the way through this.
So he's there. He's
and then there's an automatic appeal if there's a death sentence. Automatic appeal.
Yeah.
And they have 30 days to complete the automatic appeal. And after that, no more appeals. The death penalty is if it's withheld, if it stands, then the accused is told, you're going to die sometime in the next 30 days. We're not going to tell you which day.
Yeah.
Every night we want you to go to sleep thinking that the next morning you're going to be hauled out of that jail and you're going to be executed. And you just sometime within the next 30 days, they grab him, they execute him. And then after he is food for worms, they notify the public that he's no longer drawing breath.
Yeah. So no more
you
protests.
Do that.
I say, yeah. Well.
Yeah. You do that a couple of times. Now, yeah. But there was one thing, though, where I was at real odds with my audience, and that is I did not want the death penalty for rape.
Well, I think I agree with you on that. Only because, you know, it's bad enough women get raped, then the guy's going to have to kill her so she's not a witness. So,
yeah, that shows how stupid. Smart you are, Kimmer. Yeah.
Well,
yes, because
I'm a father of daughters. You know, I mean, yeah. You know.
So, if you have the death penalty for rape, then the rapist has nothing to advantage, no advantage to leaving the victim alive.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So. Okay, you need my expertise on anything else, or can I go?
Well, Neil, you can come and go anytime in any way that you want to. The longer you stay, the happier we are. But if you got stuff to do, you just let us know, and you're fine. Thinking about maybe traveling? I don't know what you're doing, but if you haven't heard, West Point Military Academy dropped the words duty, honor, country from their mission statement.
Are you serious?
That's right, sir. They have tried. The mission statement says this: to build, educate, train, and inspire the Corps of Cadets to be commissioned leaders of character committed to the Army values, and it used to say committed to duty, honor, country. Now it says character committed to Army values and ready for a lifetime of service to the Army and nation. They took out the words duty, honor, country from the mission statement. They're still saying, well, we still say duty, honor, country for the military, you know, for, you know, serving your country, but it's just not part of our mission statement. How is that possible? And my question is, Neil Bortz, why now? Why this day and this age, and given all that's going on in America today, did the superintendent of West Point, with somebody's permission, obviously, decide to take out the words duty, honor, and country from the mission statement? Why now? What are they looking for?
Kimmer. Calm down. We're not talking about the Marines or the Naval Academy.
I can't believe it. I mean, honestly, I don't get it. What are they trying to prove? What's the possible explanation why this freaking woke military? I mean, that's the only explanation is that they're afraid people are afraid to commit to being having duty, honor, and country at their forefront of their service. I can't believe it.
Listen, this is the world we live in right now, where over 50% of the Gen Z type of cretins that we're pushing out of college right now, over 50% of them say, no, I would not go to war to defend this country.
Yeah, I guess.
And, you know, when the people who benefit, who have this wonderful life laid out for them in this country— because of America, say, well, hell, I wouldn't do anything to defend it. When that's the case, no, I mean, you've pretty much lost the country.
You know, it occurs to me that the problem is we're going about it the wrong way. Instead of the military saying, oh, God, we got to be more, you know, woke and worry more about pronouns and stuff to get more people to sign up. Instead of the country saying, now, wait a minute, let's teach our young men and women to be more like men. How about teach them to say, stand up for yourself? Don't take this crap off of people. If people are trying to, you know, attack your country, what you stand for, by God, you got to fight back or it's all gone. I mean, the educational system doesn't teach anything about patriotism and why we even have this nation and why it's worth fighting for. It's unbelievable. They're going about it the wrong way. They're kowtowing to say, well, let's make it easier to appeal to people who don't have any freaking standards or any balls to be able to kill somebody or take a, you know, or die for their country. And to go about it the exact opposite way. Instead of making it easier for the puff pieces and the cupcakes, but make change what we're doing with our children. I can't believe
they
it.
Don't care. Look,
I know.
I think you'll agree with me on this, and I've been saying this for a while. Of course, I'm in my 11th year of retirement right now. Boy, people, plan for your retirement. It is just wonderful if you don't screw it up. Yeah, anyway.
Thanks a lot. yeah, I really appreciate
well, there you
it,
go.
Neil. Yeah, you know,
well,
like I planned for it. Thank you very much. And a couple things happened. One of them.
Well, nobody could count on their sailboat sinking, for God's sakes.
Yeah, my sailboat sank all right. And there goes my nest egg walking away on two legs. Anyway.
Well, you can still play golf, can't you?
Yeah, but first I have to have some course that'll allow me to play. And, you know, I used to get invited to play golf every week. Guess what? No, the Kimmer, no, we're full. Tee times are all, God, we're bucked up for months.
Well, if I just didn't have such a great group of guys I'd go out and play golf with, nobody else would tolerate me. My game is as horrible as anybody's
really?
Game. Yeah. Oh, it's just terrible. Kimmer, yeah. My handicap is 25 right now.
Neil, that's oh my. Well, you must not be playing, that's all.
Well, I'm not playing enough.
Yeah.
I mean, the best my handicap ever was 11, but 25, yeah. My God.
I can tell you what you're doing. I can tell you what to do. I can tell you right now. You want a quick tip?
Yeah.
Because when I started hitting balls again last spring, it worked for me because my whole swing changed because I'm older, less muscle mass, stuff like that. My tip to you, Neil Bortz, is when you take it back, pause. When you take that club back, stop. It'll stop. Almost feel like you're counting to two, and then you'll find because your balance is different, your muscle structure is different, your hip turn, everything about you is different than it used to be. And if you pause, it allows you to get down there through it and extend your arms and stay on balance to end up on your left side. When I did that, I said, "Oh my God!" Suddenly, I'm hitting it real easy and solidly by just pausing and letting it come down together.
Well, there's also Lee Trevino's advice, classic, swing slow and learn to live with the distance.
Yeah, that too. But if you count to one or two on your backswing, just stop there. You won't stop. You'll feel like you're stopping, but not. If you do that, I promise you, you'll be amazed at the result.
One more thing.
Yes.
On your swing, after the takeaway on the swing, you know, tell your body, do not turn. Don't turn. Of course, your body's going to turn.
Yeah.
But if you tell it not to, if you consciously
want to torque.
Try not to turn, it'll end up being an inside-to-out swing, which obviously is going to help you a lot.
Yeah, and it also gives you, it builds up tension and torque, so when you do unleash, it's like tension is unleashed instead of turning too early, so you're spraying it to the right.
Good. You know, people used to say, oh my God, you can fly an airplane? Yeah, I can fly, you know, but I can't hit a golf ball straight to
seven. About the crap.
You know, if I flew airplanes the way I played golf, they'd have buried my ass a long time ago.
I love it.
National Geographic scientists are finally studying women's bodies, and this is what we're learning.
Okay.
They didn't have to spend any money on this. They could have talked to you. They could have
talked to me.
Just
ask a couple of questions. God, man.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to know?
Yeah, I've been around. Jeez.
Yeah, that's why you're broke right now.
That's right.
Working.
All right, you got that right. That's why I'm working. Almost 80 years old. I got to be the oldest full-time, drive-time radio talk show host in the country, I swear. God.
Well, come on, Kimber. Let's face it. It's not like working.
Well, it is to me. It's 12 hours a day is not exactly what I had in mind my age, but I'm not complaining. I love sitting here, and I love doing exactly what we're doing right now.
Now, these problems weren't caused by the lady that used to be referred to as your fantasy goddess.
Well, I just, there's, Neil, I just.
Bingo.
Pete Beats.
Moving right along.
Have I touched on.
Well, there might be a little something.
Just a little bit.
The third rail. The third rail.
Oh, really?
No, no. It's, you know, what the hell? I was just, you know, I'm regressing. I feel like a 14-year-old boy right now for some reason in my life. I don't know what's going on. You can say anything,
drugs.
And I don't care. Well, seriously, the economy, well, she, yeah, got, you know, I don't want to say it because, you know, sounds like sour grapes, and I don't want to be a jerk about it. But the economy, I mean, I retired, and all of us, I had three properties, and all of a sudden they all became worthless, and my, you know, the bank things and the mortgage stuff and everything just disappeared. I got screwed on all three. I had three properties that were going to make me rich for my kids to leave to them either to use as a vacation home or sell or whatever, and they all went underwater. And
well, here's the,
there you are.
Here is the unvarnished truth about me, okay?
Yes, sir.
I did not say that I was enjoying retirement because of all of the wonderful retirement benefits and what have you that I have from a career in broadcasting. I have a wife who was a real estate investor.
Aha.
Even
yeah, well, you're the smart one.
She saw me closing real estate loans when I was practicing law.
Yeah.
She watched these people come in there, and she would write these checks for the equity and the profit and all. She thought, damn.
Yeah.
You know, I can do this.
Yeah.
And so she started doing it.
Outstanding.
Smart. And, you know, that's why we live on the beach here in Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, and by the way, you're right. my friends, if you're in your 40s, it's already too late. But honestly, you better make plans because things change. I thought I was sitting, Neil, so easy. I had a couple of horses. I was down to PGA National in Florida. Everything was perfect, and all of a sudden it all went away. And folks, you can't plan on everything being exactly like you wanted, so you've got to do something to prepare for things that are going to happen. When the real estate market disappeared, that was my money. I had three properties, and they all went under.
You know, horses, by the way, remind me, boy, we're really getting to some meaty stuff here.
No, sorry, it's my fault. I'm sure.
Now, horses remind me of the best all-time punchline to any joke, and it is a joke that women never get and men always get.
Okay.
And the punchline is...
Well, tell the joke. Wait, you got to tell the joke, right?
I can't tell the joke.
Oh, you got... Oh, no, it's one of those... Oh, okay, all right.
You know, but the punchline is...
We'll figure it out from the punchline. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but... Well, Boudreaux, you ever had a horse eat oats out of your hand?
There's some very famous punchlines that women don't like, see if you can hold on for 5 seconds. You know, that
would, yeah. So some of you actually think you got that, you know what that joke's about.
I don't think
you,
I know that joke. Pete seems to, but I don't think
I know.
You'll tell me, you know that one? Well, I can think of a couple of possibilities, but I don't know.
It's
that.
Just Boudreaux and Thibodeau having a little conversation.
Okie doke. Well, trust clear. Yeah. I'm the cards of Detroit City there, my share.
Okay. Can we talk? Do we have any serious stuff?
Well, we got the whole military. I mean, and by the way, we're going to play a soundbite here in a minute. In fact, Flounder, you want to do it now? We've got have you heard this? This is incredible. Somebody sent me on my message page, and it got erased, and I don't remember who did it. It might have been Anthony or Richard. I can't remember. Somebody sent this from 1988. It takes about like 15 seconds, Neil, if you don't mind. 1988, Ronald Reagan saluting the Coast Guard Academy for their service. Okay, here we go.
Coast Guard aides have been excellent. One of them taught me that, and I quote, "The Coast Guard is that hard nucleus about which the Navy forms in time of war."
Big applause, 1988. And now, 2021. Now, 2021, President Scumface.
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, "the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war." You're a really
pause.
Dull class.
No applause. He stole the exact line,
on,
the exact
speech. Is the sun getting to you?
Come on, man. I mean, he's yelling
didn't
at
ever
him.
I think you'd have an opportunity when I say that about the Navy to clap, but being here together.
Oh my God! That's
golf. Can you?
It's unbelievable. He stole the speech, and there was total silence. You know, crickets. Oh and my! Every, and then he yelled at him.
Was that at the Coast Guard Academy?
Yes.
Okay. Well, everybody there had already heard it before and knew he stole it.
Unbelievable. I mean, this is your. I mean, and by the way, that business. I got so mad, Neil, when the transcript came out of that interview with the Hur report and the investigation, and Morning Joe still has a ball to say this is the best Biden he's ever been after what that transcript. We need to get the audio. They have to release the audio to the public. And as bad as this is, those Democrats are still pretending that he's in charge. He's got complete charge of his faculties, that he didn't do anything wrong, that Trump's still a Nazi and he fixed the election. I mean, it's just it's outrageous.
Well, some of them say that that Hur's report actually exonerated Joe. No, it didn't.
No, it proved he's guilty.
It didn't exonerate him at all. I mean, it just said he's too feeble to prosecute. That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, every Democrat
just too feeble to prosecute. Yeah.
Every Democrat on that committee said it exonerated, and Hur kept saying no, it did not exonerate him, and they kept trying. Again, this is the gaslighting where they're just going to say, well, it exonerated him, so everything's fine. And if that's what the media reports, then that's what the people believe. That's, again, and they're doing it on purpose. They're deliberately lying to change the nature of our own country. They're trying to make us think what we should not be thinking about what we believe in America.
Okay, maybe you could take over something from me because I don't want to work.
I don't blame you.
but the idea of a book has occurred to me.
Okay.
And I think it would be a great book, and it would sell a lot, and it would put some money in somebody's pocket. I don't want to work. But basically, the working title is The Lies They Told You.
Yeah.
Now, what lies? Lies that politicians and government have told you. And, you know, for instance, there's Social Security is safe because there's a Social Security trust fund.
The trust fund, yeah, the old trust funds theory.
Yeah, which, and there is no trust fund. It does not exist. And let's see, what are some of the other lies? Oh, that you have a right to vote. A right
that's
to
right.
vote.
Yeah, no, you don't. Yeah, that's
no,
right.
You don't.
Yeah.
I mean, as late as the year 2000, the Supreme Court ruled there is no right to vote in a presidential election. No constitutional right.
In the Constitution.
But the media will keep, oh, yeah, you have the right to vote. Yeah. And then dedicate some of the book to that. Dedicate some of the book to the idea that America is a democracy. Isn't it odd?
Yeah.
We keep calling this a democracy when our founding fathers actually hated the idea of democracy.
And why they deliberately did not have a democracy so the people of your company could say, okay, everybody in favor of a two-day work week, raise your hand. I mean, my God. Dumb thing to do. vote.
And an early definition of democracy, Democrat is one who caters to the mindless whims of the masses.
Yeah. Whims, mindless
so,
whims, yeah.
So, you know, a nice book dedicated to the lies that the political class and the government piles on top of people in this country from the day they start trying to educate them, I should say indoctrinate them. So The Lies They Told You, I think that would make an interesting book, but I'm just too comfortable and lazy to do the work.
Neil, I envy you, and I don't blame you, and I'm honest to God, I'm happy for you. And God bless your wife, the real estate investor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people just think it was me running my mouth. No, you don't make that damn much. You know it. You don't make that much money running your mouth. So it's amazing she still talks to me when, you know, because I was making a speech one time, Jacksonville, I think, which is her hometown. And the question came out, well, how long have you been married? This is the Q&A part, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know how long it had been at that point. It's actually 50 years now. But or 52, depending on who you ask.
Okay.
So I said, well, she says 30 years. I say 32 years. Well, what's the difference? You know, well, it's because she counts from I do. I count from I did.
Don't say that in front of Hur.
I did. She was in the audience.
I got to love it.
Oh, well, and then one time I'm at the University of Georgia appearing before journalism cast. Class. She went there with me just to, you know, for the ride. And yeah. So They want to play word association. They start. Boy, this
really?
This one brought
journalism class. That's pretty interesting. Yeah.
This one brought about 6 weeks of silence from her. They started throwing me words, and I'm supposed to fire back the first word that I. So they throw me the word monogamy.
Yeah.
And I say monotony.
Oh, no. Ball and ball and chain.
Yeah. So, you know, she didn't say a word all the damn way back to it.
I'll bet she didn't. And longer after that, I bet you.
Look, Donna, I was just trying to entertain these college kids. You know, I was trying to be a little, now you weren't. That was the immediate thing that came to mind. You know,
yeah,
so,
well, you're never going to get out of that one.
No, but we prevailed. We prevailed.
There you go.
So,
well, you got a good one. That's for
hey,
sure.
Boy, this is. By the way. Yeah. The Japanese do not tell their death row inmates when they're about to be executed.
Oh, just minutes before.
Yeah. You awake in there? Why?
Your family's here.
Yeah, I got a message. You're not going to like this.
Yeah, we need to measure you for this box. Of course, they'd all be rather short.
Yeah, you said we're 5'10", right?
Oh.
Neil Bortz, hey, 7 for 5, my friend. Be careful out there, and can't wait to talk to you again next week. And we'll listen to you Tuesday morning at 7:30 with the boys in the beautiful morning.
By the way, you ever thought about how rough gravity must be in Mexico?
What do you mean, sir?
When's the last time? Never mind.
Hey, if I can lay down on the ground without holding on, I'm not drunk. That's all I know. Neil Bortz, I gotta go. You're killing me. Semper Fi, hi to the missus, and boys, we'll be back. 4:30. Look out.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at Camp Margaritaville, LanierIslands.com.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to WadeFord.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at WadeFord.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.